Reports of violence against women and girls have intensified since the start of the pandemic, say local support service providers, noting those who live in rural areas continue to see barriers in accessing help. We saw higher numbers of domestic violence during the pandemic. Women were stuck at home their abusers. So, of course, there was an increased risk, said Jacinta Cassidy, Rural Women's Support Program, RWSP, manager, noting women in rural communities need access to services so they can receive support in making their own choices about safety for themselves and their children. RWSP, which operates through Guelph Wellington Women in Crisis, provides services to women living in Wellington County who have been or are in an abusive relationship, who have or are experiencing human trafficking, have experienced childhood sexual abuse, incest, recent or past sexual assault, harassment or stalking. The program began in 1986 with volunteers from Guelph Wellington Women in Crisis, then expanded with offices in Erin, Fergus, Mount Forest and Palmerston. It is our belief that women need to be serviced in their own community, where they are at, Cassidy said. One in three women worldwide experience physical or sexual violence, mostly by an intimate partner, states the World Health Organization. According to Statistics Canada, in 2021 there were 127,082 victims of police-reported family violence, committed by spouses, parents, children, siblings and extended family members, a rate of 336 victims per 100,000 people. Victims who seek services at RWSP have options for risk assessment, including safety planning, one-on-one counseling, group counseling, workshops, an emergency shelter and transitional planning. Services are free and interpreters can be arranged when necessary. If women are unable to visit one of the offices, RWSP can arrange transportation, can talk by phone, over Zoom or can arrange a meeting in a safe location, outside of the victim's home. Our primary supports are for domestic violence, sexual assault and human trafficking, Cassidy said. There is still stigma out there when it comes to domestic violence and that is concerning especially with abusive partners wanting to visit victims. So, we need to be very careful to reduce any risk. Despite ongoing efforts in accessibility, Cassidy believes there are still barriers for victims of sexual assault in the county. Access to sexual assault evidence kits are limited. Kits include medical examination tools used to collect DNA information from the human body for the purpose of forensic analyses. You can only get sexual assault kits at Guelph General Hospital, so that's about an hour's drive for women from rural communities in the county. So, there are still barriers, Cassidy said. But some good things have also happened in light of the pandemic with online program including Zoom meetings. So, women have been able to access us that way, Cassidy said. We want women to be able to seek services in their communities. It's important to get the word out, so women know we are here for them. Guelph Wellington Women in Crisis offers services including a shelter called Mary Ann's Place, a transitional and housing support program, a family court support program, a sexual assault center, an anti-human trafficking program and a 24-hour crisis line. For more information, visit gwwomenincrisis.org/get-help/RWSP. The 24-hour crisis line can be reached at 519-836-5710 or 1-800-265-7233.